Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Sunday is October 1st. It is also the unofficial start to cuffing season. Don't know what that is. Well, when the weather cools down, the search for a cold weather romantic partner heats up. Are you looking to be booed up for the next 4 months or so? Is there a process to this? Are there rules for cuffing season? Well, joining me to talk about this are Tariq Omari Walton, licensed clinical marriage therapist and relationship coach Reggie Smith. Lines are open if you have a comment or question about cuffing season. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can also X me at HFisher, WHUR, or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. By the way, love to hear what some of the ladies have to say about cuffing season as well. Really interested in hearing what the ladies have to say. Okay, Tariq, Reggie, thank you so much for joining the conversation.
Thank you for having us here.
And Tariq, let me just put a qualifier in there, because okay, you are a happily married man. Ain't no cuffing for you.
No.
You're
I'm out of that game, man. Right. You don't have to worry about that one. I feel sorry for y'all who are still dealing with it. Thank you, baby.
Yeah, see, there you go. That's right, because I know she's
listening.
Thank
you for saving me.
Yeah, okay. So, Reggie, can you give me a... I mean, I shared a little bit about this, obviously, mm-hmm, but what is the working definition of cuffing season, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think you kind of nailed it in the beginning, you know, with, and we were talking about this.
No pun intended. In,
right. You know what?
Here we go.
And so it begins.
Yes, all right. Here we go.
Oh, wow. That was crazy.
That was good. Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's, and we were just talking about this. I ask you guys both, you know, do you think it is a conscious thought, or is it kind of, do persons just kind of morph into it? Mm-hmm. And, I don't really know, you know, people's thoughts, because it's to a person. But I think it is, people might want to stay warm. The season's changing. Maybe want to revisit some options, create some new ones. Don't really know. Mm-hmm. Because people are in different places and spaces this time of year.
Yeah, well, so you think they've kind of worn themselves out during the hot girl, hot boy summer, and now, yeah, they want to kind of slow down a little bit?
It's hibernation.
Is that
time.
Really?
Yeah,
that
it's hibernation it time. So you don't want to be by yourself hibernating. You want to cuddle up to someone nice and warm inside the crib, because you're not going anywhere like you typically do all year, all summer and all spring and into the fall. So it's time to hibernate, find somebody you can just cool out with and know that you're just comfortable and relaxed. That's what people are looking for at this time of year.
Do you take your, what do you call it, your cuff buddy?
Here we go.
Does your cuff buddy go to Thanksgiving dinner with you?
No. Hold on. First of all, let's just start here. Okay. This is the most dangerous time of year. All right. The whole cuffing thing.
Right.
Because as we kind of discussed off air, it can end up in one of two ways, but it usually ends up bad any which way you look at it, right? So you go into it, and as you move forward into the holidays, well, this is where you really begin to understand your position, mm-hmm, right? So if it really is just cuffing, then you're not going to meet people's families during the holidays, and right, that can be hurtful.
Right.
But then if you are introduced during the holidays, aren't you moving a little fast? So it's always like you're always setting yourself up for potential danger, no matter what you're doing going into these holidays.
So, yeah, to that point, and perhaps for those listening, a way to manage that if you're considering cuffing this season, that you have those conversations, meaning what is your expectation? What are your expectations? Mm-hmm. What are you looking for? And be willing to be honest.
Whoops. That doesn't really happen to a cuffing season, though.
Really?
But, oh, people aren't going to be honest.
But here's the problem.
You want them to be.
But that's where that hurt comes from.
Exactly.
Comes from what we just talked
that's
about,
the whole
right?
point, right?
So if your honesty hurts me, it may sting in the moment, but what I will be left with is respect, because you didn't waste my time.
Mm-hmm. And by yourself. That's the reason why people lie.
Yeah. So the thing is, be the best version if you choose to be.
Right.
But, you know.
And you're expecting the better version of us. And unfortunately, what ends up happening during this time, we're not really thinking about that. We're thinking about, okay, what do I want for right now?
Exactly.
You know, this is a very short-term experience.
100%.
You know, if that can turn into something long-term, often by mistake. But I think a lot of times we're going into this just with the idea that we need the fulfillment for this period of time, not thinking about where it may go.
Exactly. You know? I think that if we as adults, see, because we can't be, we shouldn't be adults when it's convenient, right? We can be honest about what it is we desire.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Don't take the person's choice away. Just give them an opportunity to say, yeah, you know what? I'm with that. Or, you know what? I'd rather not. Because you'd be surprised. It's counterintuitive. If you actually tell the truth, it endears the hearer to you.
Yeah.
Versus causing them to want to retreat.
Yeah. I agree.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about cuffing season. Unofficially starting in October, unofficially ending. Does it end on January 2nd or February 15th? I got to share with you what Essence Magazine has to say about this. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I want to hear from everybody, but certainly I do want to hear what women have to say about this whole process if you are doing some cuffing during the course of the next several months. Okay. So, cuffing is different things for different people, but Essence Magazine really puts this in a using a sports analogy where they said scouting actually has already started. The scouting part, August 1st through the 31st, the draft starts in September, tryouts in October. Oh boy, camp has got to be something. Preseason in November, and they say actual cuffing season is December 1st through January 15th, and the playoffs, January 16th through February 13th. Now, so that's right before Valentine's Day. So I'm assuming that if you are cuffed, that according to this list, the person that you are partnered with, for lack of a better term, do they not get roses and candy because it's over on the 13th of February?
You said the playoffs begin the 13th.
But said the playoffs. It doesn't. Yeah, there's no. Wait a minute.
The championship.
I need to go down a little bit. I missed this.
Play-in?
Right. I missed this part. The championship game, the Super Bowl, I guess you could call it, February 14th. Debate spring break February 15th through March 1st, and it says resign or spring break March 15th through 8th. April 15th. That's a long time. I think that, you know, the whole cuffing thing, October through January, maybe if it's good to you, your last February 15th.
that's a long incubation period. I don't know about that.
Now, are there any rules? Because here's the thing, Reggie, you were talking about, You know, trying to be honest and whether or not this is intentional,
right,
or whether or not people just kind of fall into this process. I do think it's kind of both, but I still think it's something that people kind of fall into, because if it's intentional, what do? You ask somebody on a date, and after a first great date, you say, well, it is cuffing season. So, you know, are we good until January?
Yeah, I think the subtlety is real, because you think about how we meet people. You know, it depends on where you met, how you came to know one another, if it's comfortable being with that person, hanging out, sharing time, whatever that time may be. And then when you find yourself alone, you're like, hey, you know what? What are you doing? Let's catch a movie. Let's Netflix and chill. It sounds cool. You're a cool person. I trust you. You seem to be cool with me. You trust me. We have a nice time. And the next thing you know, you're hanging out. Now, it may have started out as a hangout and it wasn't defined. And that's the thing, right? You like it. It's cool. I don't define it. You don't define it. And so now we have expectations, because if we cross some lines, now I'm... There's some people, this is kind of funny, well, Yeah, to me it is anyway. that some people believe if you cross certain lines, you go together.
Right.
Right. Right. And so, but you didn't have a conversation.
Right.
So you're operating on a perception versus a reality, but that perception is yours. Although flawed, it's yours. Mm-hmm. And so the idea is to, again, be honest, have those conversations about what you want. And so that you don't take away that choice, that you don't hurt the person that you're hanging out with, that you were cool with, that you were comfortable with, that you don't hurt them if you actually care about them. Because if you really care about somebody, can we just have the conversation, yeah, even if it's difficult?
Yeah. I think we also need to go back a little bit, because one thing we're not doing is differentiating what's happening between cuffing season and the summertime. Right. There's a reason why we have a cuffing season.
You mean the end of cuffing season or the beginning?
The beginning.
Okay.
There's a reason why we even move into the season. And for a lot of people, what happens is that during the summertime, when they don't find the romance that they're looking for, I think people begin to settle a little bit more. Because again, they're trying to find somebody just to have during that,
or
those
settle
cold times.
In.
Exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, so what's happening is their expectations are actually dropping off, I think, by the end of the summer. Mm. And one of the reasons why you even have cuffing season is because people are settling for whatever they can get during that period of time. Mm. And again, that's one reason why I think a lot of people aren't even going into it with the expectation that it may be anymore initially. I think what ends up happening, once you spend time with people, then if you're really into them, things just begin to unravel, and you know what it is that you want at that point. But I think initially going in, they just want someone, you know. Yeah. So I don't think they're really looking for anything very specific. I think they're just, right, being a lot more open to whatever opportunities may be presenting themselves, just so they can get through that season.
202-319-7810 202-319-7810. We're having a relationship conversation about, or is this a situationship conversation? Which one is it? I don't know. We'll
situationship.
Is it a situationship?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, situationship conversation about cuffing season, unofficially starting next month in October. If you have a comment or a question about it, if you are already cuffed up or want to be cuffed up, I'd like to hear what your experiences are. Or perhaps if you've done it before, intentionally or unintentionally, or finding yourself in that situation, give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So, Tariq, do you believe that there are any unintentional consequences from cuffing season?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, the one thing that comes to mind first off, we keep talking about it ending, or you know, the championship being around February 14th. Mm. Again, I think what ends up happening is because you fall into this mostly. Again, people are looking to be with someone, but because of the nature of how relationships actually come to be, I think you find yourself in a relationship before you're even ready to be in that relationship. You know, even though we're laughing and saying that seems like a really long time to go through, you know, the recruiting area all the way up to the championship. You know, but the fact of the matter is, it is a very short period of time to really get to know somebody, to be in a really healthy relationship. And so what ends up happening is, I think people end up in something that they're not really ready for. And by the time February 14th comes around, yeah, you find yourself in a relationship that, you know, is probably had already run its route already.
Interesting. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Ty, calling from Arlington. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi.
I've
done this before. This is my first time calling
it. Go right ahead.
So I'm older, and younger.
Ty, unfortunately, can you do me a favor and call us back? You got a bad connection, and I definitely want to hear from you. Can you do that for me, please? Do you promise?
Can you hear me now?
Look at you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I most certainly can. But now, I've got to get ready for a break, so I need you to just stay with us, because I want to hear what you have to say. Because for some reason, I get that this is going to be good vibe. So stay.
Oh, I got some good.
Hey! See, hey.
My language.
Yeah. You can't do that. So can you promise me not to do that again? Okay, you can't do that.
Gross.
Can't do that.
I'm so sorry.
You gotta sit still. Just keep it clean. It's a family show, Ty. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about cuffing season, and we are going to wash Ty's mouth out with soap. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm. This conversation continues on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about cuffing season. It starts next month. Are you up for it? My guests are Tariq Omari Walton, licensed clinical marriage therapist and relationship coach Reggie Smith. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can X me at HFisherWHUR or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Okay, Ty, promise me again you're going to behave yourself.
I promise I'll behave.
All right, because you don't know if your pastor's listening. Okay, Ty, go ahead. What's on your mind?
So I'm older. I sound young, but I'm
what's older? What's older?
I'm 47.
Okay.
So I think that the problem is with your cuffing is that younger women or just women in general. I can only speak from women. I can't speak for men.
Exactly.
Women, we run into, oh my God, he likes me. Oh my God, you're my boyfriend. Oh my God, this. Oh my God, that. And we're so quick to make you our man that we forget, what about the red flags? What about can I tolerate him for days at a time? Can he tolerate me for days at a time? And then on top of that, do I even like this person more than the time that we spend together? So, yes, you can be cool. I had a situation, which I'm glad you brought up earlier. I had a situation where I'm cool with someone and everything. They broke my heart, and now they're just playing with it. And I'm like, you know what? You don't get bun-up season because you don't play with something that you can't keep. I'm not a yo-yo. I'm not a trophy. If I'm going to be a trophy, that needs to be a conversation.
So let me ask you this. What is your opinion about cuffing season, this temporary situationship during the colder weather months? Is that something that you would approve of? Is it something that you would do?
I've done both. I've done it where, you know what, I'm single, I'm mingling, but it's cold outside and there's no one to call and you're like, crap. You know, you feel the winter has a tendency to get to people, get them downhearted, and they do settle. And I feel like no one should ever settle. But yes, I would, if I'm cool with somebody and we just kick it, I'm cool with that because it has to be an understanding between us. But yes, I agree. I agree with it. I mean, not everybody has to agree with me, but I mean, even if it's a temporary basis, because how many people do you know that are like, oh, we've been together for 10 years. Let's just get married because we've been together.
I actually know a few, but when you did it, was it something that just happened, or was it something that was that intentional? Did you say, you know what, it's getting chilly, let me go and, you know, grab somebody? I mean, did you do it with a purpose, or was it organic?
It was definitely, or anything I do with another man is organic. Mm-hmm. I cannot make something. That's just in me. If I don't feel a chemistry, if I don't feel like we vibe, then I'm not going to mess with you. I'm not going to deal with you, even on any level. We can be cool, but if I can't get that intimacy from you, mm-hmm. there's no way that we're going to be cuffing.
Okay.
I need that intimacy for myself. So, and I need you to be able to give me that and then, you know, well received and be given at the same time, but also have a good time and not stress each other out about it.
So before I let you go, are you cuffed for the fall and winter, or are you working on it? What's the plan?
I am working on me, but I'm always open to possibilities.
Okay.
So yes.
Good answer.
Not speaking, but Would love to meet someone awesome.
Okay.
Always.
Okay.
Always.
Just, you know, watch your mouth. Anyway.
I promise. Sorry about this.
Yeah, yeah. I get it.
Sorry.
Look, you.
I was so excited. I thought it was grown folks. My apologies.
I appreciate it. Just behave yourself. Anyway, Ty, good luck to you this weekend and during these cold months. Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I think this is Nay calling from Southeast. Is that correct?
Yes, this is simply Nay calling from Southeast.
Okay, Nay, how are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm doing just fine. So what's on your mind?
I just wanted to offer that a lot of the things that we see in cuffing season is as a result of what is often ignored in what I like to call fumble season. And so the fumble season precedes the cuffing season and is often when grown folks have been engaged with someone, but they forget that all grass requires maintenance. So they find themselves looking to cuff somewhere else. And then once they realize that too is giving more astroturf than grass, they're upset, and we see this cycle continue. And so I think there's something to be said about the cyclical part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I just come from, I wrote the book on it, professionally, like it's called Successfully Single, Confessions of a Professional Dater, because I had to really self-admit how I found myself aligned with the wrong kind of person repeatedly, from the lunch date to the speed date. And the fumble is real. You will fumble a great thing because you don't want to do the maintenance work that comes with humanity and dignity, and that we're not perfect.
So we're going to stick with the football analogies. How's your ball security right now?
Well, you know, I'll say this. Some of us aren't looking for balls. Bam.
Go ahead, Nate. Yeah. You go, Nate.
You know, it's not always that court. But in addition to that, I had to be honest that in two failed marriages later that I needed to focus on me. I had to be real about where my wellness work became a slight to other folks who don't want to do that work in that way. And that might not mean that they don't love you. That just means you can't love each other together. Some people can only people individually. They can't people collectively. And that's why we can't miss out on the fumble season of it all, because a lot of folks are feeling like they're inadequate. They're feeling like they aren't enough.
So, I still don't. So, are you pro or con cuff?
So, I am con cuff season at 36 years old, beating my feet to 40. I'm not with the terminology that's tweetable. I remember when you had to have a phone book and you had to know how to spell. So, no, I'm not with
okay.
cuffing season. There's a completely different approach to courting me. I don't want to be cuffed. I need, when I might not be the person you want to be connected to, a bit of patience. Where's okay. the patience season?
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
I do. No flag on the play for you, Nay. Look, thank you so much for calling and... You know, you stay warm during the cold weather months. I appreciate it. So before I go back to the phone lines, Tariq, I know you have plenty to say.
Well, you know, I want to say Ty made a really good point, right? She kind of brought up indirectly that one of the reasons why cuffing season even exists is because of the state of mind people are in during this time of year.
What do you mean?
Seasonal depression is real. You know, and for a lot of people this time of year, they tend to get down, whether they're away from their family or... Just chemically, there are things that happen to people that they're not feeling good this time of year. And one of the reasons why you even have cuffing season is because people want to feel good. And one of the things they do to feel good is...
They cuff.
There you go. But, you know, so the whole idea is that in order to relieve some of the stress or some of the depressive symptoms, they get into these really quick and temporary relationships.
But not everybody has seasonal depressive disorder.
Not everybody, but I think there's enough of us who aren't feeling good during this time of year that we end up opening ourselves for people to just enter who may not need to be there. That's where the settling comes in.
Yeah, I think that I do agree that there's susceptibility. You know, mm-hmm. because if you're not feeling, if your self-image, self-esteem, your self-value, how you view yourself, isn't where it needs to be, that can happen. But I do think that cuffing can be a matter of convenience.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You know, because this person's here.
Well, I think that's the whole thing. It is a convenience
right,
thing.
Because would I really choose you if if it weren't cold, right. if you weren't convenient, would right. I choose you? And that's right. the real question that we have. We should ask ourselves, to include the person who's being asked to cuff. Would you choose me if this wasn't the season?
If this was sundress season.
100%.
Right. Okay. Yeah. There we go. Let me go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Tariq, you weren't ready, were you? LaToya calling from Maryland.
Hi,
thanks for. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing just fine. What's on your mind?
So in listening to this conversation, I'm not one of them persons that support cuffing season. I think, you know, people should make their intentions known in the very beginning. Because I just had an instance where a gentleman, you know, he came to my house for the first time. It wasn't one of those dating type sort of thing. Just like, hey, what's going on? You know, mind if I come through because I'm going to be relocating to your area. And we work together. This man ended up trying to sing to me like the Disney Sebastian song, Kiss the Girl, and go to my
wow.
face
okay.
and snuggle up against me. And I'm like, look, no funny business. You know, because like right now, my mind is not in that space. You know, so, you know, I think letting your intentions be known, you know, at the very beginning, whether you're dating somebody or whether you're a friend or an associate, that's where, you know, just like the commentator said previously, you know, having that open dialogue, because you go far further if you were honest versus you just trying to see if you can get by. And then, like I said, it's a matter of convenience.
But LaToya, what happened with your coworker, that could happen at any day of the year, not just.
It could.
Yeah. I mean, did this happen during the so-called cuffing season, or did this happen at some other time?
No, this happened during cuffing season.
Oh, okay, so it did. So here's, and you, but you're, no matter who it is, I take it you are not pro cuffing. You're definitely.
No, if I'm feeling you, then you will know. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's a mutual conversation until we decide to be in a monogamous relationship and we're dating. Then, okay, it's you know, you can go about your business, see who you want to see, and vice versa. But there are times, like for me, where I do like to be by myself because I get to kind of have that decompression a little bit. But that's not to say I don't want to spend time with somebody. I just, now I'm at the point in my life where I want to spend it with the right one where eventually it may build. And that's not going to be every person that comes in my presence. Does
okay.
that make sense?
Okay. Well, LaToya, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Byron calling from Atlanta. Byron, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey. Hey. Gentlemen, I just wanted to just share a couple of my thoughts. I wanted to say that to answer your question, I actually am for cuffing season, just with a little bit of truth. I think we're kind of out of the day and time where we're kind of doing that schoolyard dating, if you will. I think that we all just kind of need to be honest on both ends, what we're wanting to, what our intentions are, and being receptive to the other person's intentions as well. You know, I just think a little bit of truth on both ends would at least be enough to initiate possibly a successful encounter. But I just think that that willingness to be receptive and that willingness to be truthful has to be there. I would say I was fortunate enough or unfortunate enough to have found a young lady around last spring. And she and I both have just been kind of, you know, I don't want to necessarily say that we're official as of yet, but we have been very transparent with each other as far as where we intend to go and, you know, what we look for in an ideal mate. And so just kind of building upon those things and trying to make sure that we're aligned in the same path. I think
okay, Byron, hold on. I was with you for a moment, and then you, then you messed up. You messed up. You got the brothers in here shaking. Byron, you said you met this lady in the spring?
Yeah.
And it is now fall? 2 seasons later, and you all still don't know where you are?
Well, we have an idea of where we want to head, but we want to do things a little unconventional.
Take your time, bro.
Don't let Harold push into something you don't need to be in, man. Don't you listen to him.
Take your time, brother. Hold on, but then he said a little bit of truth. That sounds like alternative facts to me.
So here's the thing, right?
No.
I'm just messing with you, Brian. Go ahead, Reggie.
So to Byron's point, right, you know, they are getting to know each other.
Right. Okay.
And that takes time. Mm-hmm. Understand, when we are getting to know someone, that's what we see, but then we have to sit with what we're learning. If what works for us, if what we're learning works, and if it doesn't, being honest enough to share that. And if it does, be honest enough to share that. But I think the check-ins are necessary along the way, particularly if you've chosen to continue with someone. Now, like the lady said, I think Ty said or Nay said, you know, when you meet someone and you're honest about, or you just, this is what we're doing, I'm honest about where I am right now, what I want, what I don't. It's level setting. Where I am, where you are, we understand what that is. Now, we can't control if the other person is not being honest. We can control if we are.
Yeah, right? And so, I agree with that.
And so the notion of, listen, I'm not suggesting cuffing can't turn into something long term, because you may find in the course of cuffing that you actually like this person. This person may learn that they actually like you, and you like what you're learning, and they do as well. And if that is true, then you may have a foundation from which to build. But that doesn't mean that just because you start strong that you're going to finish, because there may be things that you learn over time,
right,
because we all are evolving. There may be things that you learn as, hey, maybe we're not as aligned as I originally thought, because what I know up until now causes me to want to continue, but tomorrow I may learn something that causes me to want to stop. Mm-hmm. And it's okay if that's true. It's just about being honest and not continuing in something that does not serve you nor the other person.
Right. And I think the other point, too, going back to what you were saying before, in terms of being honest, yeah, be honest about where you are to start.
Yes.
Just create that foundation.
Exactly.
Now, am I open to being in a relationship right now, or am I just dating? Am I just having fun?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely be honest about that. I think what ends up happening is, as you're moving along, kind of like you're saying, you may discover that, yeah, I was open to being in a relationship, I just don't want more with you.
Right.
You know, that's the whole discovery process.
Exactly.
Just because we start off kind of hot and said, okay, yeah, we really enjoy each other's company, we're having a good time, doesn't mean it's going to continue that way.
Exactly.
So yeah, be honest about the foundational aspect of, yeah, I'm open to being in a relationship. But if you discover that this isn't the right person for you, like you said,
yeah,
don't stick around.
So where is this going, Byron? Let me get into your business. You know, you're two seasons in, and you survived sundress season, so I guess that's a good thing. So
he started in sundress season.
Right, he started in sundress season. Yeah, in the spring. So are you all going to hang in there, or are you going to take her through cuffing season, or what?
I intend to hang in there. From the looks of it, intends to hang in there.
You said from the looks of it, what?
Also, you know, kind of comes with it. She intends to also hang in there as well.
So, okay, everybody's,
I think realism also comes to place.
Everybody's hanging in there. Go ahead, Reggie.
So Byron, I want to say to you, brother, I heard what you said. You said you were fortunate enough to find someone,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Which means you already see and understand her value. So you're not taking it lightly. I love that you're expressing your intention.
That was my point.
It sounds like he's also communicated his intention to her, and he's asked her what hers is with him. Because now, if you're not doing that, Byron, please do, sir. Please don't take it for granted just because you're continuing, because some people, they think you'll figure things out through osmosis. So be sure to have those conversations, check in with each other often. In fact, create that safe space where you can do that, to discuss those things that you enjoy, to include those things that you don't, but you do that respectfully. And if you get that right, that also further solidifies the foundation which you guys are building.
I agree with that, because if he's not honest, then, you know, let her go so she can go into cuffing season and find somebody. Or,
right.
Look, if this lasts through, as Essence Magazine says, through, you know, Super Bowl, who knows? She might get a ring next year. Byron, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. Good luck to you, man. Tell your lady friend we said hi. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. So, you know, with that said, And this is a question for you, Tariq, the married one here. So what if cuffing season turns into true amorous affection? And by the time February rolls around, you are, as they say, in your feelings about this person. Should the minute that you begin to feel that, should you not tell the person?
Well, it depends. I mean, there are stages. This kind of gets into what Coach Reggie was talking about. There are stages to everything, okay. Right? And so during cuffing season, if you decide that you're focusing on one person, you're not dating and, you know, you decided to see somebody exclusively.
Yeah, it's too cold. That's the point, right?
And so what you're doing there is, you know, you're going through that courting phase just trying to figure out whether or not you guys are good together before you even discover, you know, whether or not this is worth being in a relationship. And so if you get to that February 14th, February 15th part, and you say, hey, this is something that we really want to do because I've already discovered this is something I want to pursue with you. Yeah, you let them know. But if you're still not sure, okay, we're still, I'm still
let
just.
Let them know that too.
Right, exactly.
No, but I'm saying if you, since.
Well, you want to make sure they're sure too.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I mean. If you're starting to really develop strong emotional feelings for this person, you know, this person is giving you butterflies and not moths, but butterflies. Not caterpillars, but butterflies.
Right.
Then. You know, when do you tell them, particularly if, like Reggie was saying, you go into this eyes wide open and honest, and this is what it is. Mm-hmm. We are just you know, trying to keep, you know, Pepco BGE at bay, you know, during these cool months. But then you start to feel something.
Yeah, so on that, I would say that is the time to be courageous,
right?
To actually share with this person who you're sharing time with, in life that you can't get back with. Hey, listen,
yeah, that's important. I like that. Go ahead.
This is what I'm feeling, but I also, it's not just for me to share with you what I feel. I also want to know where you are as well.
Right. Exactly.
See, this is not this. We don't live in a vacuum, and our emotions aren't in a vacuum, right? So the idea is okay. Let's, again, back to that safe space that we create where we can share how I feel, where I'm willing to listen to how you feel. And if it requires that we sit with what we learn, then that's what we do, because everything doesn't require a response right away, because you got to process that thing. This is not as simple as what do you want for dinner?
Right.
You know, so because we're talking about emotions. Now, the key is this. What's in front of you is what you see. But then you have to then sit with how do I feel about what I see? And then keep those feelings in check to ensure that your feelings don't send you spiraling based on what you see.
Okay, explain that.
Because what you have in front of you, right, we can have something, but how we think about what's in front of us. And our thoughts speak to inform our feelings. And so if our feelings are going left or not in a good place, just like if they're going to a great place, we still have to be balanced, because that's where peace lives. Peace lives in balance, not in emotion, high or low.
So let me drill a little deeper. In the example that I use, sure. I'm not talking about emotions going left. I'm talking about feeling really good about this person.
Yes. Share
that. And you just said keeping those emotions in check. Do you really want to?
No. Hear me.
Okay.
What I mean is, I'm encouraging people to be courageous, to share how they're feeling.
Okay.
There's value in that. That is not anything to feel ashamed of, or like, I'm gonna look soft, I'm gonna look like a simp. No, it's honest. Because if you trust this person with that, you also want to ask yourself, am I willing to be vulnerable with this person? Mm-hmm. Have they demonstrated they're willing to be vulnerable with me? These are those conversations. You also want to pay attention to what is not said, how they handle things. Because in this time that you're sharing during cuffing season or whatever, you're also observing, right, what isn't said. And the thing that we should pay most attention to is not just what you tell me, but if what you don't say, that's what I need to also pay attention to, along with what you do tell me if you're consistent. If this action, if these words, if this is who you really are.
And I think the thing that Reggie was saying too is that don't get caught up in just what you're seeing.
Exactly.
Make sure that you're clear about what you're feeling. So make sure whatever it is, you're not running it through some kind of filter that, oh, I'm really attracted to this person and that's what I'm really caught up in. make sure that the feelings that you have are genuine,
right,
that they go deeper than just the flesh, so that when you do move forward, that you're moving forward clear-minded, knowing that I really feel something for you. I don't just feel something for you.
Right. Right. That, right. Like our friend Byron.
Exactly. But you know what, though? But here's the thing, though. What I like about what Byron said is that he's still learning.
Yeah.
He's not saying he's made a decision. He says, this is where we are today. Now, right. What wasn't clear is how the frequency or cadence in which they discuss where they are.
Because, how much time they're spending together.
100%.
Right. Yeah. No, let me back that up. Let me clarify. How much quality time they're spending with each other. Sure. Yeah, because they can see each other every week.
Right.
And the time still may not be quality time. It could be superficial, I get it. So are there any red flags to watch out for getting into a cuffing season relationship?
I think it's the same kind of red flags or yellow flags, because red flags when you just stop.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yellow flags is a
cautionary.
All right, so I think there are a bunch of yellow flags that you have to keep in mind, or, you know, just like any other time of year. Are they available when they say they're going to be available? Are they consistent? Are they actually picking up the phone when you call? Or are they calling you back days later? I mean, I think it's the same kind of things that you need to look out for, because you may think this is cuffing season and you found the person to cuff with. You may just be one on a list for them.
It's called a roster.
There
you go. Wow.
Back to sports analogies.
That's
right. You know, like you know, they said,
this is your number one pick right here. You're like number seven on the list.
That's right. You know, how's that
get
ball security?
Bench.
Right. You know, like the Commanders last week. You got to hold on to the ball, baby. So now here's the other issue. February 15th. Let's just... It's not an arbitrary date, but, you know, we're still kind of in this foggy thing of, is it January 2nd, January 15th? So let's just pick February 15th, after Valentine's Day or the week after Valentine's Day. And it is time, you know, to uncuff. How is that done?
But wouldn't that be February 13th? Why would you do it after the 14th? Usually, the uncuffing happens before Valentine's Day. You don't want to get to Valentine's Day with someone who's going to be temporary. So whatever uncuffing is going to happen is going to happen before February 13th.
Yeah, it's got to happen well before February 13th, because if it happens on February 13th, she is not going to be happy.
Oh, not at all. So definitely prior to February 13th.
Okay.
How do you uncouple? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No. How do you uncuff?
Okay.
Let's say January 15th.
There you go.
We talked about. I've heard this a lot, right? So I think before that happens, you said how do you do it? How do people do it? I would imagine, and I don't know for certain, people ghost.
There you go.
I'm not condoning it, but
that's what I was. How do you do it in a mature adult way?
It's how you start. If you started that way, you can end that way. I don't know that you come back and realize you have some epiphany during the course of cuffing that, oh my God, we started this way ambiguously, and now all of a sudden let me be very direct and clear on what it is I want and don't. If you start that way with your intentions and you check in, pulse check along the way, and if you get to the end, hey, we had a good run,
mm-hmm.
you know? Hey, that's cool. Let's do this next year, right? If you're still running. I'm just saying.
Bring you back up off the practice squad next year.
That's right. That is it. Of course, unless you're, playing for another team or been traded or, that.
You're not on waivers. I mean, you were a good team player. And if that's what it is. But my point is, if it was something that it started out casual, and in the course of that casual, you learn that you actually like the person. They expressed a similar interest in you. You both were willing to learn. And all of a sudden now it's shifting. It's because you're having those conversations. You're not taking anything for granted. So subtlety has a smaller opportunity to overcome this cuff. Mm-hmm. Where now I have expectations based on our time sharing. And it's like a job. Just because you're tenured don't mean you're valued.
Yeah.
You've just been there a long time.
But let me tell you something, though. If you are getting nervous as you're getting closer to February 14th, then you know that you're not going any further. You already know. If you're getting nervous at the idea that, okay, if we make it to February 14th, he or she may have other expectations.
Expectations, yeah.
Then you know the cuffing season is over for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're already in that place, I don't know if there's a mature way you can go about doing that.
Right.
You know, how do you go about telling somebody, well, we're getting too close to February 14th, I got to let you go before you start expecting things? There's no mature way to do that.
So here's the thing. I know we got to go.
Real quick.
So here's the point. There's two things that's happening here, guys, that we haven't touched on. One is the experience, and the second part is how you feel about it. And that part about how we feel about it does not get discussed. We just focus on the experience.
I wouldn't have to let that be the last word. Look, Reggie Smith, Tariq Omari Walton, thank you so much. And just keep the keys to your cuff on your key link, because you just never know when you're going to need them. That's the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, September 29th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Janae Addison, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Good night and have a safe weekend, everyone.